Actually, in 2015, first time that I was in Nicaragua, I played out there for a little bit. And then, you know, later on, kind of always played in the league. It's a shorter league that runs during times when the bigger leagues aren't going. And, you know, kind of met someone out there. And now my son's out there, not with his mom anymore, but out in Nicaragua all the time, whenever I have free time to visit my son, and hopefully being able to take him with me at some point soon.
Peter, the Tigers are now getting ready for season 3 of the Basketball Africa League. In terms of the Tigers training camp, what does it look like for 2023?
No, we're starting training camp right now, end of Jan, beginning of Feb. Everybody is, well, all the South African guys that are outside the area from where we're going to be based. We are the Cape Town Tigers. However, our training camp is going to be in Johannesburg, facility-wise, logistically, and everything. And also getting teams from outside in to have scrimmages and friendly games before BAL's official games. It's a lot easier in Johannesburg, so we'll be using the facilities over there. And we're getting ready to get started. The whole team's coming back the way it was just now, once we qualified for BAL season 3. So the guys are excited, and the chemistry with this unit that we have at the moment is incredible.
The Cape Town Tigers have a new coach, Florsheim Ngwenya, for BAL season 3. Peter, talk a bit about your relationship with the coach and what he brings to the Tigers.
Yeah, Coach Flush. I've known Coach Flush from before my time in South Africa and, around the basketball community there. You know, I didn't really know too much about the basketball scene in South Africa, you know, growing up in the States for a good amount of my life. But I met him when I was back in South Africa doing national team commitments back in 2017 and 2018, during certain times. Obviously, we went through the qualifications tournament just now with him, but he's an amazing character. Controls the game, understands the strength of guys, doesn't try and complicate things too much, and just knows where to attack, you know, looks for the mismatch, the weak point, you know, sees who's guarding who. He's very game-wise, he makes great adjustments to see what's going on and just to attack the weak points of the other team and see where we can take advantage.
Peter, the Basketball Africa League will once again have what BAL President Amadou Gallo Fall describes as a caravan format. The BAL will tip off in Dakar, Senegal on March 11th. And then it will play another 15-game group phase in Cairo, Egypt, before wrapping things up with the playoffs and BAL finals in May at the BK Arena in Kigali, Rwanda. Peter, do you like that type of format?
You know, it's a little different than the normal situations with a typical league at the moment. And obviously, logistically, they're still getting everything set up for the BAL, where we know in the future it'll be, you know, traveling and games, you know, all over the whole time. It's a little bit more pressure and a little bit more fun in terms of that. You know, some guys can't handle the pressure. It's, you're at a certain location and you have a select few games in a shorter time span, and you got to perform. You don't have time to get into a long rhythm. For some guys, that's not a good thing. Some guys are accustomed to long seasons in Europe of 8-9 months and preseason, getting to mid-season form and then come playoffs, you know, they're in top, you know, that just that form where everything's to a T. But, you know, this is a shorter time span and you kind of got to be on top of it, everything. Kind of with myself, I saw from last year that my first 3 games of BAL was kind of, you know, getting to it. And then the next 3 games, I started to perform incredibly well. So, you know, I've come in with a mentality for this season to make sure that from game one, I'm performing the same way I was performing the last, like, set of games from last year, to not have that difference and to be performing at the highest level every single time, since it's such a short span with the caravan effect, you know, going from one location to another and having a select amount of games at a certain place.
Last year in Kigali, the Cape Town Tigers advanced to the quarterfinals before losing to U.S. Monastir, which went on to lift the trophy in Rwanda. Peter, what are the team's goals for the 2023 BAL season?
Yeah, no, obviously last season for us, we ended in quarterfinals, and it was a disappointing ending to see how it, you know, went during that game. You know, for us this year, we don't see ourselves not at least playing in the finals for the, to lift the trophy. We know the team that we have this year is significantly more cohesive. Last year on paper, we had a very talented team, but there was a lack of chemistry when you're trying to plug so many players in at a certain time point. This year, the guys that we have a great chemistry and play incredibly well as a team. So now you have a whole lot of individual talent that plays together. We defend a lot better. So no, we don't see ourselves outside of the finals this year. It would be a disappointment for us, honestly, if we're not in the finals, and our obviously ultimate goal to raise that trophy. But we feel like this year, with the team that we have and what we've been doing, that we should be in the finals. Otherwise, we didn't perform.
Peter, do you get a sense that South African fans are rallying behind the Cape Town Tigers ahead of BAL Season 3?
Yeah, you know, it's been quite interesting from when I first got to South Africa, when the Tigers first started, to where we're at right now. Definitely a lot bigger fan base, and just people overall knowing who we are. You know, when I first got to SA, obviously nobody knew about it, but now the way we've reached, now you see people that recognize us in public places, that ask for photos, and the popularity keeps growing. And with what we've done, we've managed to help the whole situation in the terms of the national basketball. We haven't had a national team since 2017 because of some political issues, and with what Tigers has accomplished, they've fix the whole situation around that, and we're about to have the national teams being reassembled again now for the AfroBasket qualifier. So the fan base has grown incredibly. You have younger kids now who are always trying to, you know, ask us stuff. You have people in public that's coming up to us. So I've seen a big difference in the 2 years that Tigers have been there, and the amount of popularity that we've gained, you know, over social media and just in public all over the place.
Finally, Peter, the Basketball Africa League is a partnership between the International Basketball Federation, FIBA, and the National Basketball Association, the NBA. Peter, I know you follow the NBA. Are there any NBA players or teams that have really stood out for you at this point in the NBA season?
You know, I moved to the States when I was 12, and then always lived near Philadelphia, and a lot of my basketball culture is from Philly, so I do keep up with the NBA quite a lot, and I'm a Sixers fan. That was the first professional NBA game I ever went to, so, you know, at what's now Wells Fargo Arena. But no, interesting to see some of the teams that are struggling, you know, Phoenix and Los Angeles out of the playoff picture, very much an interesting situation, and, you know, the Lakers, LeBron can't carry a whole team by himself. I feel like Joel Embiid might have gotten robbed of an MVP, so I'm hoping that this year he gets it. You know, he's African-born, he plays for the Sixers, and he's a monster. I mean, at 7'1", 300 pounds, and the way he moves and what he does, skill set he has is incredible. Jokic, however, has made a great case just to win three in a row. I just don't know if they'll ever give it to him three in a row, because that just doesn't happen in the NBA. But there's a couple of teams, you know, young guys that are surprising people. Bol Bol went to the Magic, and now he's getting some playing time. People are actually realizing he's kind of talented. It just looks awkward because he's so lanky and tall. And then young players, you know, the Nets struggling at first and then going on a crazy winning streak and, you know, putting themselves back in the top four teams in the East. There's a lot of interesting situations, but no, you know, I love to keep up with the high-level players, and like I said, I always look at what the Sixers are doing just because of my, you know, growth around the Philadelphia area.